everybody, and welcome to today's Heartbeat, where we're looking at the last week of Advent. The week before, we shared about the joy that Advent is. The theme this week is His love. Isn't it all about His love? Isn't it all about God's love? God so loved the world that He sent His only Son. So this joy should, you know, enthuse us even more to be joy-filled, be anticipating, you know, this is the last week, anticipating the Lord's coming. We're celebrating the Lord's coming, the Lord coming for us, of God sending His Son, and this Son showing us God the Father's love. He didn't just come to earth and then, you know, say, well, I'm here, the Messiah's come, and then leave. He spent time with us. He taught us. He loved us. He served us. He gave to us. And then He died for us. And the completion was rising again for us. So we celebrate His love, this love that is everlasting. So we should have this everlasting joy, because what's been made possible by the loving God is eternal life with Him. This love that has no end, that has never waned, never stopped, always been there for us. This love embodied in Jesus Christ, in the baby, in the little boy as he grows, in the man, in who Jesus was, human, fully human and fully divine. This pure joy, this pure love radiating out from Him. And Mary, when she's been told she's the mother, she has to accept the job, accept what God has sent her to ask her to do, be, to become, what to do, to be the mother of the living God. And she says yes, and then she, with her joy and excitement, goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. One, because she wants to share the news. She wants to give back to her loved ones. Look at the news. I'm going to be the Messiah's mother. Oh my goodness. But then to celebrate Elizabeth having a baby in her womb who was John the Baptist. And as she comes, it states in Luke chapter 1, Elizabeth shouts out with joy and blessing when she hears Mary's greeting. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord would come to me? As soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. How blessed are you, Mary, that you believed, that you knew the Messiah was coming. You didn't know how, but God chose you and you said yes. And Mary replies in a song of praise, in a song that came from the depths of her love for God. She cries out, "My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for He has looked with favour on the lowliness of His servant. He's turned His face towards me and chosen me. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, and so we do, O Mother, blessed Mother. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation." How beautiful, from generation to generation, even generations today. If we fear Him and we have awe of Him, His mercy is for us. His love is extended to us. It's to all. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy, according to the promise He made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. So Mary starts praising and acknowledging how great God is. And then comes down to, wow, you chose me, picked me. And then moves down to, look at the promises of old, of, you know, past Jewish generations, generation upon generation in the Old Testament, where you promised you would send the Messiah. And your promise was true. You have finally come. Oh my goodness, how amazing you are, God. She acknowledged God. She praised God. She loved God. She had been waiting for the Messiah herself. And she wanted to give this acknowledgement. She's given it. She shared it with Elizabeth. So someone's written it down. Someone heard it and has remembered it. And we've written it down on paper so we can read it centuries later. And Elizabeth said, you know, when you just said your greeting of, hello, I'm here. The babe in my womb kicked for joy because the Holy Spirit within John the Baptist could acknowledge the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of God, Jesus, in the womb of Our Lady Mary. It's a time when God, what does it say? God first loved us, and he asks us to love the Lord your God, but love your neighbor as yourself. So it's a time where we love others. God gave to us first, so we give to others. Why do we give gifts? Out of love for our family and friends, but we also give to those who don't have. God has given us this DNA, this giving, this love that we desire to show to others at this special time. We try to give the love of Jesus, but if not, then we give what they need, and maybe helping them in their needs, they might be open to hearing about Jesus. They might say, why do you do this? Because of the love of Jesus within our hearts. We desire to give away, to give ourselves, our time, our efforts, our energy. How wonderful it is when we see people who give. They're feeding the homeless in the park, standing there for hours on end cooking, making food, making a Christmas, you know, lunch for those who don't have. Giving gifts to the needy, giving what we can give, food, means. God has given us that giving spirit, that love for him. Such a time to love and meditate upon this love, meditate upon that this love doesn't stay with us. It's to be shared, it's to be given away, it's to be rejoiced. And then you actually have expressed the love that God has, because he hasn't kept it for himself. He's given it to each and every one of us. He is always giving. That's how God has designed us to be. So I want to wish you a happy, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Know that Jesus sees you, Jesus loves you. And if there's people that you know that need to hear about him, go love them, go serve them, go give to them first, and then give them and share and acknowledge it's the love of Jesus that has allowed me to do this for you, to you. And we rejoice in our God. We thank him for everything that he's done. May the blessings of God pour upon you and your family and your friends and all your loved ones. And may we truly know the love of God this Christmas.